fool, a person who does not believe in God. Are you a fool? Of course not, is everyone's reaction to this question. But Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. So feeling comfortable about your belief system isn't proof you're not a fool. The definition of a fool is this, Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Note that the fool did not necessarily say out loud that there is no God. He simply thought it in his heart. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. This verse says that the thoughts of our heart will manifest in our choices, which in turn determine what we say, what we do, and who we are. Here's some logic. Number one, there is a God. Number two, God has spoken by his word. Number three, you willfully conflict with God's word. Number four, you don't believe his word. Number five, you don't believe in God. Number six, you are a fool. One and two are facts. Three implies four. Four implies five. And five implies six. What did Jesus say about fools? Matthew 7:26. And everyone that hears the sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Luke 12:20. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night your soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou hast provided? Luke 24:25. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. What did Paul have to say about fools? Romans 1:21-22. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The only way to escape being a fool is to believe in God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Receive his Holy Spirit and come under the authority of his word. Anyone who has not done this is, by definition, a fool. Should we tolerate fools? Not without sharing the gospel with them. Should we be led by fools? Only if we want to fall into the ditch with them. Luke 6:39. It's time for the children of light to expose the darkness. We are commanded to do so, Matthew 5:14. We're commanded to give no place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. Fools are the emissaries of Satan, Acts 13:10. We should obviously give no leadership place to them either.